Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 134. Psalm 91, that they might know him. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. What a blessed thing it is to have a sure refuge, a safe dwelling place, a place where one can enjoy perfect liberty. The king's declaration and oath may be abolished without the religion's liberty which we have so long enjoyed, being in any wise imperiled or curtailed, as so many fear. He who has made the Most High his habitation shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. The Sabbath, the very day which ancient Israel kept, and for neglecting which they were punished, was for the purpose of revealing God. He says, I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. And again, hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. God never does anything in vain. Therefore, since he gave the Sabbath to men in order that by it they might know him, it is evident that they who disregard it deprive themselves of the highest knowledge and closest acquaintanceship with him. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning. Since the way to add to learning is to hear, that is the way to begin the acquisition of it. To what shall we listen? To the word of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Absolute knowledge can be gained only by hearing and heeding the word of God. For in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The tendency of man is to push out for himself, to carry on independent investigations, and to create thought. But the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Nothing is knowledge unless it is true, and truth is known only through the revelation of him who is the way and the truth and the life.